When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here she is. She's just here. Jamie, come and say hi to your mummy. Here she is.
Oh, there. Hi, Jamie. Ooh. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, little pussycat. Look at her. She's like, get off me, you creep. Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
Can you see?
She can't see. Anyway, there she is. Just know that she'll be here the entire recording.
Yeah, yeah.
She's here.
Yeah, yeah. She'll follow you everywhere. That's what she does.
But generally, she's just like, I'm here, but just don't touch me or get near me. Unless I can attack you. She loves... She's, at the moment, she is very violent, is how I would describe her.
Yeah.
I sometimes
she's killing.
Think, oh,
she's killing. She's a killer.
She's a killer. So everything is a game. So she's like, oh, you've lifted your arm up. You obviously want me to attack it. And I was like, no, I've lifted my arm up because I need to do that in order to get out of this chair. But yeah, the kids want to cuddle her and she's like, oh, we're playing a game now. And so then she'll attack them. I mean, I'm assuming it's a game and she doesn't just hate us. but she's fine anyway. Maureen, I liked your, I've been enjoying your photographs on Instagram. Just every single picture, just bright blue sky and sunshine. Alison and I are dying here.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was so hot today. It was ridiculous. I actually went, we've got, where we
How
perform,
hot?
It's going to be 39 at the weekend.
Oy, that's hot.
As we go into winter. I don't know what it was today, but it was really hot. And I went on a boat trip and then I was going to watch Danny Boy, so I had a couple of hours to kill. And so I just went back to our where we perform. There's like a balcony and a broken chaise longue. And I just went there and just slept
on
the chaise longue for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Because you've got a breeze. I can sleep. And then I can go back. I'm in the city, so it was perfect. But it's just so hot. Like, you can't stand outside in the afternoon.
No. No.
Not like that back home?
No. Weirdly. No. What's it like in Manchester, Alison?
Well, it is sunny today, so that's nice. I believe the weather is, I mean, Maureen, I don't want to make you jealous. I don't want to make you miss home. But right now we're at 9 degrees here in Manchester.
Wow, absolutely.
Oh, right.
Just, yeah. Let me just check I don't know what the temperature is in Brighton. Oh, it's 8 degrees in Brighton. Woo, really balmy here.
Wow.
Really balmy.
Do you know what? They've got lots of lovely outdoor swimming pools. Went to a lovely outdoor swimming pool.
I saw it. It looked like you had the whole thing to yourself.
I timed it just right. Obviously, pure fluke. The school group had just finished. It was too early for adults to come. I had a couple of, it's a really long pool. I had two lengths. Went to lie down and then I was asleep for 3 hours and fell asleep. But they've got it so well thingy because they've got like this big canopy. So you're kind of in the sun, but you're not under the sun, which is really important in Australia. So you can enjoy the sun without burning your skin. So I
is it something called shade?
For 3 hours.
You're in the shade. Is that what they call it?
Is it? It's called shade.
It's called shade, yeah. I just wanted to...
That's what we constantly live in here.
I felt like what was happening there more is that you were explaining shade to us, which I really enjoyed. It looked really lovely. And also, that was a long pause, a 15-metre pause. You did 100 metres, bam. You need a sleep after that. Obvs. Now, Maureen, I wanted to talk to
you. Yeah, and I did another two before I left.
Okay, 200 metres. That's pretty good, by the way. So, Maureen, I wanted to talk to you about the last clip that we had.
Yes.
That you put up. And there was, I don't know if you've noticed it, but there's something creeping into your little accent there. And you're sounding a little bit Australian. Oh, yeah. Go back and have a little listen and you might hear it there. I was listening to it going, I played it back to Chloe about four times. I went, I think Maureen's getting an Australian accent. She's only been there a week. Well, 2 weeks.
Do you know what? When I came, I spent 2 months in Oz and I did get an Australian twang. And when I came back to Britain, I had people ask me where I came from. Or they thought English wasn't my first language.
I mean, that happens anyway, though, doesn't it? But I think there's a particular clip here that I'm going to see if I can find on the Insta web. Insta web? What the hell am I talking about?
Yeah.
On the Instagram. Is it this one?
I bought a watch ring yesterday.
I bought a watch ring yesterday.
I bought a watch ring. I was like, oh my days. Maureen has turned into an Australian.
Not quite.
Well done. I'm expecting you to come back with a full Bogan accent the next time we hear you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. But Hannah came to see us yesterday, who was a WTB fan, so that was
Hello,
nice.
Hello, Hannah.
From Adelaide.
Well, great. Well, you are in Adelaide, so I suppose that was a clue.
Makes sense. I bought a curling tong thing. Can you see?
Okay. I mean, is that what a curling...
as far as I can... Anyway, enough of me. What have you two been up to? Come on, What have you two been up to?
Let's get going.
Let's definitely get going. I just love what you've done with the curling tongs, that's all.
Let's go.
Alison, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh, we made a big decision this week. We decided to get bear neutered. It's time. We're going to neuter
them.
Yeah, we're going to breed them. But I read all these horror stories.
They get septic dicks, don't they? They don't live as long, do they? They don't live as long, animals, if they're not neutered. And I don't quite know why that is. But maybe we should all have our bits taken out and just add a couple of years to our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to catch on. He hasn't had his balls taken off, but that is in the offing. And no pun intended.
It's happening, the poor guy. Yeah, we're gonna get him done. I feel like I'm torturing him because he's getting a little randy and like, you know, someone said, well, think about it. If you were hitting your hormonal period and you wanted to bang everything, but you were stuck in a house and nobody would let you, you'd start to go a little stir crazy. So I was like, yeah, good point. So it's going to happen. That's a big step for us. We are going to breed him. Anyway, we're getting him done, everyone.
Breed him? Oh, let it know.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to breed him.
You're going to breed him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so he would be like what are they called, Maureen, when the, you know, when you've got a breeding animal. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They just go bring a couple
stud.
Of bitches over, and he goes wah, 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 and then off they trot.
Yeah.
A stud. Is he like a stud? That's it. He's a dog
yeah.
stud.
Yeah. But somebody said they get a palm stud. Said that they can get really it can change their personality. They can get a little nippy. So we were like, all right, so big talks here at the house. I mean, poor bear.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
It's testosterone. You know, it's poisonous. We've discussed this before. I know sometimes people aren't sure if we're joking or not, but just everybody chill out.
We're not.
It's hard to tell with the three of us, though, let's be honest. So poor Pom's going to have his knackers taken off.
Yeah.
Listen, I think it's for the best.
I do.
Do you know what? I think in his dotage, I mean, he's still a young pup, but in his dotage with his knackers off, he's going to be so cuddly.
Well, this is what a lot of people have said, that they, and I want my cuddly baby back. I don't want an angry 18-year-old who's looking at me like, get out of my room. That's what he looks at me like now, yeah. Like, get out of my room. And I'm like, I want my baby back. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you want your little pup back.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that by taking his testicles away.
That's exactly and it.
Just don't do it with the twins, Jen.
I was going to say, when are you getting the twins done?
Any day now. I want them to look at me like they did when they were babies.
Oh, Mama, I need you so much.
Rather than the way they look at me now, which is like, you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing yourself. It's time to go, lady. Well, good luck with that. Let us know how that goes.
I will.
I hope. I mean, do you know what? I did my work experience in a veterinary surgery when I was just a teen. So I saw a lot of castrations. Actually, so, very easy. Shall I tell you what they do?
Yeah.
So what they do.
Wait, hang on. Fingers, hang on. Alex, you may not want to listen to this part. Our producer yeah, may not want to.
Look away. Look away. So what.
He is now cowering in a corner, everyone.
What they do is they get their little ball bag yeah. and they squeeze it between their two fingers.
Yeah.
And of course, the ball bag is furry, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think they might shave it first. Ooh. And then they get a scalpel yeah. and they cut across the ball bag, yeah. squeeze it. Ooh. The two little testes come out, bing, bang, bong. They zip them off, snip, done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Little balls are gone. Yeah. Not like if you take when you spay a dog or you spay a cat, those poor little ones have get cut open.
It's a real effort. I've heard that. I've heard it's a real process with the girls. So, yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be A-okay. Oh. And then when he comes back, he'll be like, I don't know why, but I feel so much more relaxed about
life. I'm just so much more happy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
and
to it.
And just a little bit of HRT under the ear. And he'll be the softest little pup. Be back to his normal.
I can't wait. Okay, Alex, back in the room. Back in the room now, Alex.
Alex, come back. We're not talking about testicles anymore. What have I been doing? I have been working. That's it. I worked the last 6 nights in a row. So there we go.
Have you been anywhere fun? Have you been anywhere nice in your workings?
No.
Okay, you don't need to say where you've been then.
No, I haven't. I did this fundraiser on Sunday at the Roundhouse for Gaza, and that was lovely. But other than that, I mean, Littlehampton, there was a guy in the front, and let's just say I wasn't his cup of tea. Now, Maureen, I know what you would have done. You would have done what I did. I don't know if it was the right thing to do, but he was burping during my show very loudly. And at the end, he did the biggest burp you've ever heard, which led into a sort of vomit.
Oh!
And I said to him, look, I don't know. Sometimes you think my career's going pretty well. I don't need to do these gigs anymore. And then you're at one of these gigs and you're like, okay, that's what are we going to do? Anyway. I said to him, I don't think you're enjoying this show. He said, I'm not. I said, you don't like me. I said, to be fair, I'm like the only woman on the bill. I said, you're not enjoying it. He said, no. He goes, to be honest, I haven't understood a fucking word you've said.
Ugh.
I said, oh. I said, oh, that's interesting because you seem to be understanding me now. He went, I said, you seem like a kind of guy who knows a lot of languages. He said, I do. I said, oh, yeah, what languages do you speak? He said, I speak English and bullshit. I said, well, I'm fluent in both of those, so I don't see the problem. and I said, because you've been doing a lot of burping and a lot of, some might say, vomiting. And I'm just worried for a man of your age that if you keep doing that, you might follow through. And anyway, that didn't go down well. and then he just basically hated me. And... anyway, I basically put him in his place and it was fine. We did the rest of the show. But there was a little bit of me that thought, oh, are we still doing this where we have to justify? Mm-hmm. I said, is it you just don't like female comedians? And he said, no. I said, is it because it's a woman talking out loud? He didn't say anything, but I was like, it's hard, isn't it, having to listen to a woman talk out loud? Mm. I said, I tell you what was really awful is that they're going to pay me at the end of this. Can you believe it?
I'm getting paid to agitate you.
I said, this, I'm on stage, I've got a microphone, I'm calling you a cunt. And then at the end, you're not going to believe this, they're going to give me money. Can you believe this? I'm actually getting paid to call you a cunt. I mean, I think this is one of the best nights of my life. Look, is it childish? Sure. Should I be agitating a man and then sending him out to, like, hate women? Probably not. But you've got to get your wins where you can. Do you know what I mean? So that was the highlight of my week. Was it a highlight?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And to that burping guy out there, I hope you don't get any help.
He won't be listening. Yeah,
yeah. There is absolutely no danger of him listening. Anyway, we've all had a week. Well done, us. Dogs soon to be castrated, hair that has been curled, and men that have been put in their place. But now it is time to return to Maureen, who I know has probably got about 68.
I mean, how to choose? How to choose?
I don't know how you're going to pick which one you're going to go for this time, Maureen, but let's find out what this week's Be More Maureen moment is.
Me and Jen were in the jacuzzi. I had this new swimming costume on and the top was actually around my neck. So I was flashing Jen and completely unaware of it.
Completely topless. Tankini around her neck. That would have been the first indicator to me. I'd be like, what is this around my neck?
No, I didn't notice. Yeah.
Well, this was going back to when I was leaving. So I had I booked the hotel. My plan was I was going to get there for 2 o'clock, have a nice day. Anyway, that didn't happen. And I've got these tag things and I wanted to put one tag in my suitcase, yes, one tag in my bag, but I couldn't tell which tag was which. So I thought, I know what, I'll walk up the road and then I'll know which tag because it'll show.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to ask a really dumb question. What do you mean tag?
Like a...
Did you just mean like tags. A... Huh?
An air tags. So you put them in your suitcase so you can see where your suitcase is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Maureen, I didn't know about... Obviously, Alison's going, I've got 68 of these.
I did for a minute.
Of course
though.
You do.
Alison will have loads. But you know...
Alison's like, I don't understand how you don't have a tag.
In the event of a suitcase going missing, you can track it and they can...
Right.
If people find it, they can say, look, this is where your bag is. So anyway, I had two of them and I didn't know which one was which. So I went up the road to see which one was which, but then I've got one of them on my key ring, so it didn't help. So I thought, I know what, I'm going to have to get an alter.
Wait a second. You went with one of the tags going, right, I'm going to leave and then I shall check my app to find out.
Yeah, but obviously I had the other one on my key ring.
You'd already got, you'd taken both of them out at the same time. Okay,
took both of them out at the same time.
People boring moment number one.
Love it.
That's not it though.
Brilliant.
There's more.
Yeah, that's not it.
That's not even it. Great. Okay.
No. So I went back. I thought, you know what? Obviously, I'll leave my keys at home and I'll take an old pair of keys. Oh, I've got another set of keys. But I knew that spare set of keys. But I knew that he didn't have the key to the front of my flat. So I left my flat door open, shut the front door to the building and walked and still couldn't seem to see which. And I was like, more in dead of time for this. Go back home. And that's when I realised my spare set of keys didn't have a key for the front door either. So I'd locked myself out.
Oh. I mean, I...
Oh, my God, Maureen.
I kind of knew that this was where this story was going to go.
I mean... Magical.
So basically, the spare set of keys didn't have the keys for the two front doors.
So the spare set of keys is actually useless.
Yeah.
The spare set of keys is useless.
If I could go back in time, it would have opened the locks from before.
But Maureen, I want to talk about this spare set of keys.
Yeah.
That isn't a spare set of keys because it doesn't
have
of keys. So what are these keys? What do they open?
They used to open the old lock on the two front doors.
Oh, so they used to open. So this spare set of keys isn't a spare set of keys. It's what we would have called an old set of keys. So it's a redundant set of keys that doesn't open anything and doesn't actually have.
I remembered it didn't open door, but I didn't. I forgot that they didn't open the front door either.
Oh.
So basically I was locked out of my house on the day that I was traveling.
So even before you left, you remembered that key didn't work.
Well, one of the keys didn't work. I just assumed that it opened the front door, but I didn't check.
Right. But how are you going to go and get through that door without the key anyway?
Well, I thought it opened it. But then, of course, when I went back, I couldn't open the front door.
Okay. Right. All right. Okay, I've got you. So now, look, there's a lot to talk about here, but I think the main thing I'm going to say to you, and I think Alison will support me in this, is I know you don't like throwing things away. It's a very difficult thing for you to do. And I know I'm very, some might say, unempathetic, which I am, about your hoarding tendencies. And I should be more so. And I will try. I will endeavour to be more empathetic. But on this occasion, can you see how chucking those old keys, by the way, they don't work. They don't work. They fit a door that doesn't exist, a lock that doesn't exist anymore. Can you see how now it might be good to throw those away so that this doesn't happen again? What do you think? Maureen's got a close. Oh, my God, her arms are folded. She looks...
She's like, hang on, hang on.
Can I just say, Alison, and I've sent Jen the photographic evidence. I threw away 9 bottles of champagne before I left to Australia.
How old were they?
Oh, about 30 years old, yeah, 40 years old.
I'm glad you...
They were covered in the thickest dust. Yeah, she showed them to me and I was like, were these found at the bottom of the Titanic? Where are these? I don't know what was growing on them, but I was like, yes, throw them away. Yes. But the keys, have a think about it. Let it mull it.
Yeah.
You've got time to think about it because you're not going to be home for a few weeks. And then when you get home, just if you see those keys in a drawer, maybe go, these could go in the
bin. Put them in the bin.
Put them in the bin.
Do you know, and I was lucky because my neighbour came round for some keys because they're going to house it. And I didn't, they didn't have the right, there wasn't the right keys on that. But luckily then I found a set that does have the right keys. So they had the right keys.
So in a,
so you had given.
in a way, the universe through your Be More Maureen moment made sure everything worked out. What I enjoy the most out of this is the AirTag situation, that a Maureen moment happened in the midst of another Maureen moment.
Yeah. I mean,
Maureen.
Can I just say, so the person that had your spare set of keys as your neighbour had the wrong set of keys as well?
No. Luckily, they had the right set because I then gave them the right set. That's how I got back into the house.
That's how you got back in. Thank God. Thank the Lord. And that is why you didn't get to use the hotel for the whole day because you got locked yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, look, it can happen to anyone. To be fair, Maureen, there's a little bit of me that's like, this can happen to absolutely anyone. The circumstances of how it happened is most likely to happen to you, obviously, because you don't throw anything away. But I'm going to try and say on this occasion, as much as it galls me, this, I can almost see how you got there. Alison, what do you think?
This one I'm going to give you in that it could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
It could happen to anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the bit before.
The AirTag, absolutely just, not. That is like, priceless, no.
I'm sorry,
Maureen. That,
that
is
one
priceless.
Is like so dumb. Yeah. Very dumb. So, the other bit.
At least I know what they were, Jen.
Oh, what, you mean the tags?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know what they were. So. Can you imagine me? I don't own tags. Maureen, as we know, gave me a tile or something.
I've never used it once.
Oh. I know, terrible. Chloe keeps, every now and again, we'll put it on my desk and go, maybe you want to use this. And I think, oh, I must set that up. Never do. But I will. You wait.
Put it in your glasses box. That would be a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever you lose
keys,
the most.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keys.
Yeah. Phone.
That is true. Actually, Jen Brain. Does lose everything. We have all witnessed it.
I actually don't have a leg to stand on in this one. Can you see? That's why I was a lot more empathetic. Anyway, Maureen, thank you very much for your Be My Body moment. Let us now turn back to Alison June Smith because she has a problem that she has solved and she would like to impart that information to us while we ask Alison.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice. I ain't using it.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'm solving any problems.
Of course you are.
Thank you, Jen. I am trying to offer some options and empathy. Look, I'm not a professional therapist, nor am I a doctor before I get into this one. I know, you're like, what, you don't have a medical degree? No, everyone, I don't have a medical degree. Look, I have a shout out. Maureen, you said hi to Hannah. Mm. I want to say hi to Sophia, who came to my Leicester show, which, by the way, sold out. Thank you, everyone who came to the Leicester show. Sophia, you came. You're a big WTB fan. She kept going on about how she loves us all. So I just wanted to give her a little shout out. Thanks, Sophia. And this week's problem, because, hey, everyone, problems have slowed down. And I know shit is still going on in your lives, everyone. I know you got some issues. So if I can just do a little shout out, I don't care how small the problem is. In fact, small problems, sometimes they're the best to get into. No matter what the problem is, please send them to me. Like I said, it doesn't have to be yours. You could send me somebody else's problem. They don't even have to know. I could do research for you, and then you could go back and be the hero for them. So doing a little shout out for problems. So I went with a problem of my own, but I actually think this is going to help a lot of people. Alex, particularly, our producer, when he came online today, and I heard that stuffed up nose, and I heard the illness, and I heard the throat. So here we go, everyone. Let's talk about, during this time of year, how we can build up our immune system. I have a real crap immune system, I'm beginning to realize. If there's something out there, I'm going to catch it. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a party of viruses going on inside of me right now. They just won't stop. And this time, these viruses seem to be lingering and lingering and lingering. I feel better, but it's still kind of there, the catarrh in my chest and my throat. So a few things that I think we can do to help build up our immune system. Let's go. All right. First off, you're going to hate me for saying this, right? It's going to be like, eat a healthy diet, get some exercise, drink lots of liquids, blah, blah, blah. Okay. We'll get into more details. Reduce stress. Yeah. Okay. Do the best you can with that one, everyone. Try to cut back on your stress, AKA don't be alive. Anyway. Yeah. Try to cut back on stress. This was a good one. Cut your nails, people. Cut your nails or start scrubbing underneath your nails, because a majority of the viruses that you are picking up are from dirt under your nails, which leads me to washing your hands. I know it's gross, but it's true. Washing your hands. Look, if you're not washing your hands, probably I'm going to say every hour. You're failing yourself, people. You gotta wash your hands regularly, okay? Alex is literally looking at his hands right now and looking under his fingernails. Smoking can bring down that immune system. If you're a smoker, guys, I don't want to lecture you, but it can bring down the immune system. Alcohol, oh my God, I'm going to get burned alive at the stake for saying this one, but try to watch your alcohol intake, people. It does bring down your immune system. Don't reuse tissues. Okay, I know you stuff them in your pocket, you use it a few times. No, get rid of those tissues. Use it once, get rid of it. Regularly be disinfecting, like, things you touch a lot. Handles, doors. Now, you might be thinking, it's just my house. Uh-uh, you're bringing shit in from outside. So if you can regularly disinfect things that you touch a lot, your handles, your light switches, your remote control, people, your remote control. If you could put a DNA light on that, you would be mortified. Some popular superfoods. Here's some foods that can boost us up, all right? We got blueberries. We got kale, sweet potato, everyone. Beans, nuts, salmon. I always say this wrong. Acai berries. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Apparently, they're really good. They're really good. I want to encourage everyone, a probiotic. If you're not taking a probiotic, get in the world of a probiotic, people. You can eat foods for a probiotic, but look, you got to always, I use vitamins because let's be honest, sometimes we don't have time to balance a diet. But if you want to go for a probiotic in food or live yogurts, Kefir, I always say it wrong again.
Kefir,
thank you, Maureen. Sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles, all these pickled foods are really good. Miso, kombucha. I've heard so many people talking about kombucha, never given it a go.
I've been drinking it.
Have you?
I was drinking it.
Yeah.
It's fermented tea and it has got a lot of sugar in it. That's the only thing I'd say about kombucha, but it is really good for your gut.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe now and again, throw that in there, everyone. Maybe not every day. Maureen, I love that you're drinking one right now as we talk. Good girl, taking care of yourself while you're away. Fiber, everyone, 30 grams of fiber. If you are not getting enough fiber in your diet, that is a big problem. So look into fiber. There's a lot of fruits that have more fiber than you think out there. Fiber. It doesn't just have to be Weetabix or the plain old, but get in there. Oh, I love Fiber One bars. I know they've got a little bit of sugar, but they're so yummy. Remember, Maureen, I sent them to you, the chocolate ones, and you didn't even know they were healthy.
Oh, yes,
chocolates.
Yeah.
Fruits, vitamin C, watermelon, broccoli as a vegetable. Zinc. People, zinc is an important thing in your diet. That really it helps because it's needed for white blood cell production. You can find it in chicken, seafood, eggs, chickpeas, mushrooms, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, cashew nuts. Get that into your system a bit more. Garlic, raw garlic, people. If you can get some garlic in your diet, you're doing yourself a big, 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 big favor. Vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D. I mean, we know that in the UK. Like, look, we're short. Right now, Maureen is getting so much vitamin D. I'm so jealous of you because since I moved to the UK where we constantly live under a cloud, emotionally and physically, just kidding. You got to up the vitamin D, people. B12, that can help. Folic acid, iron. And then here are some other things that you can do to like sidetrack, okay? To help your immune system. I know this sounds ridiculous. Laughing. The more you can laugh and produce the positive dopamines, that actually does help your immune system. So if you've got a bunch of boring friends, just join us every week and we will help your immune system with a little giggle here and there. So laugh aloud. Pet, adopt a pet, or being around animals on a weekly basis. People are saying that really helps. Maureen, well done. You're helping your immune system. Jen, right now, you're getting a little immune boost from Maureen.
There she is.
There she is. You little immune booster. You little immune booster. Yeah. Water intake. Hey, up your water, people. And a lot of people may argue with me on this, but I'm going to say, make sure you get all the vaccines you can. If you have access to a flu shot, do it. You know, we're fortunate enough here in the UK, in North America, Australia, we have access to vaccines. Why wouldn't we use them? Right. So try to get as many vaccinations 100%. As you can. I know it's a rough time, but like I promise you, these things really will help. I've also started to take some echinacea recommended by Susan Murray. Maureen, you told me to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. She's a big fan of that.
Yeah. 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 And I'm really dosing up on echinacea now because some people say it works, some people says it doesn't, but I am at the point where I am willing to try anything at this point. So a few drops of echinacea in your drinks a couple of times a day apparently will really boost things. That is everything I've got, but I want to say to you out there in the world, be careful. It's a virus season, and I hope you're all keeping well and safe. And if you're not, just please try to incorporate some of these things because we want to keep you listening and we need you with us. So we love you. Take care of yourself.
Brilliant advice.
It's a war. It's a war out there, people.
It is. We've got to like look after our bodies, particularly as we get older.
Yeah.
Fiber. I didn't realize how important fiber was. I just thought it just helped you do a poo. But actually, fiber is really good for you to absorb vitamins. It's good for weight loss.
Yep.
It's great for your immune system. And without a high fiber diet, you cannot absorb a lot of the vitamins that you need in order to boost your immune system. So fiber, I think if you can do all of that gut biome crap, get involved with that. That's proven now to be one of the best ways to boost your immune system.
Yep.
Is through your gut biome. So if you're just eating foods that improve your gut, then you'll be okay. And of course, fiber is part of that. And just stay away from sugar. That's the main thing, I think, because sugar and alcohol and these things aren't good for us and they compromise our immune system. So yeah. And also they compromise your mental health.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And if the sun's...
If you're sick, sorry to cut you off, but this is one thing I noticed being on the tube. I was in London this past week and like... If you're sick, wear a mask. Don't be a dick. Can I say that? There were so many people around me coughing and sputtering. Yeah. And I had a mask on just for fear of like passing on what I had and picking up other things. Look, I know we hate masks, but like out of politeness for the other people around you, if you are not well, do that. Just do it.
Yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable to do that, to put a mask on if you're not well.
Yeah.
And very good advices. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you know, and loads of things out there for moods as well, because I think your mood can often affect your general health, because if you're not in a good mood, you tend not to eat well, you tend not to look after yourself.
Yeah.
So a little bit of vitamin D you can get and or bit of CBD oil. That apparently I haven't used it, but apparently that's very good for your mood as well.
CBD oil is excellent, and it'll help you sleep. CBD oil is the sister to marijuana, THC. I promise you, you will not get high if you take CBD oil. Trust me, I'm an expert on all things marijuana. But what you want to do, if you're going to go CBD, don't go to Holland & Barrett. You want to get a proper pressed CBD oil. Orange County is one company here in the UK that I really like. But yeah, CBD oil really helps. And you'll sleep so well.
Get involved.
Yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
She, I like
Maureen
it. She's
has
like,
just left. Yeah. I don't know why. But I don't know where she's gone. I can hear Maureen.
Maureen
laughing.
Is laughing with other people.
We're
like,
in the middle of a podcast. Can this be my go? Where's Maureen?
So have you two decided what's got your go?
Well, I think we've done it, Maureen.
We've finished. It's all.
We've done it, and let's just say you were involved. Anyway. Alison, thank you very much for your advices. And now let us go back in time to the past where we watched things and we were entertained by them. And now we wish to speak of them with our friends.
Well, I watched White House Plumbers on Now TV. I don't know if either of you watched it yet.
No.
No.
I mean, the first episode is hilarious and then it gets slowly darker. And it's about E. Howard Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy, who basically they broke into Watergate. And it turns out they bungled it 3 times previously. So it was the 4th attempt when they actually went in and all hell went loose. But basically you've got, what's his name? Woody Harrelson playing Howard Hunt.
I love Woody.
Who's brilliant. Gordon Liddy. And they were called the White House Plumbers because they were initially booked or they were initially employed to stop the leaks because they've been the Pentagon Papers have been leaked, which was about the Vietnam War, which really pissed off the Republicans. And so Nixon was about to be re-elected. They want to make sure there was no more leaks. And they kind of jokingly called themselves the Plumbers. And then they kind of went into, the Watergate headquarters and started recording the Democrats. And it was a bit weird because Nixon was going to win anyway. So it was, and
it made no sense at all.
Made no sense.
I just don't still to this day understand why he did that.
Yeah, these two, I don't know, they might have hyped it up a bit, were complete idiots. I mean, they were very loyal. They thought Nixon was brilliant. They were for democracy as long as people voted Republican and were quite happy to do things that were undemocratic in order to try and make sure that that happened. And they believed, when they got caught, they believed that obviously Nixon and everybody would stand up for them and they would be loyal. And obviously loyalty only goes one way and they got dropped very quickly. But it is interesting to watch just because you can't believe how stupid they were. And I mean,
I can't believe how stupid Nixon was.
I mean, it is quite impressive how.
Because he recorded every conversation he ever had.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But he didn't think anybody would find out about it, did he?
Well, they wouldn't if he hadn't recorded it.
Well, no, but I don't think he thought anybody would find out about the recordings. He didn't think anybody would find out about the recordings.
Wow.
I mean,
do you see what I mean? But anyways, it does get darker towards the end because there's stuff about there that I didn't realise happened. but it's definitely worth a watch. I mean, Woody Harrelson is brilliant. Yeah, so it's worth watching. So it's a limited series, five episodes.
Okay.
Brilliant. What a great recommendation. So that's on Sky Now, HBO, depending on where you live in the world. That's where you can access that show. I haven't really been watching anything, so because I have been working every single night, so I haven't been home. But I am going to talk about my dear friend, Kerry Godleman, who heads up a show called Whitstable Pearl, which has been released on Acorn TV, but it's just now the first series has come out on UK TV. So you don't you don't have to sign up to Acorn TV to watch it. You can watch it on UK TV app, so that's free. And if you don't know what Whitstable Pearl is, it's Kerry plays a character called Pearl Nolan, who is a single mum. She owns a restaurant in Whitstable, and she starts up a private detective agency. I can't remember why. But she does. It's the thing that we all do. We're busy, we've got a business, we run a restaurant. We're like, I know what I need to do. Private detectiveness. So that's what she's been doing. That's what she's doing. It's a procedural drama. Kerry's really great in it. She's sort of got a love interest. She has got a love interest in it. The will they, won't they with the cop. And it's also got, what's her name? Frances Barber plays her mum in it. And, you know what it's like with the procedural. Every episode, there's a different...
Murder.
Murder.
Love it.
I mean, after a while, I'd be like, this is weird that I'm
going to be that Whitstable
investigating this many murders in my very small town of Whitstable. No one's... This never makes the national news, by the way. Anyway, so, yes, I mean, suspend your disbelief with all of that. But it's a very easy watch. Do you know what I mean? Like all procedurals are.
Sometimes you want that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cozy crime.
I like that.
Cozy crime? So like...
Yeah, that is, and it's very popular cozy crime.
Cozy crime, you know, you don't, nothing, like, yes, someone's murdered, but you don't see any blood, you don't see any gore. It's all tied up at the end. Everyone's happy. Bish, bash, bosh. And then in the background, it's the will they, won't they with this cop. And I don't know what they've done with Kerry's hair, but... Now, look, Maureen, if you want to know how to lose those curling tongs, have a little look on this show because they've used them on Kerry's hair and she's got all these little curls. That's what you want to do with your hair.
Yeah, I've only just got it. Anyway, it was only $12, the curling tongs. So what do you expect?
I mean, I don't know how many suitcases you're going to be taking back with you, but I think it's going to be double that you
tell me about it.
Anyway, that's out on UK TV if you fancy something that's light, fluffy and will make you feel good. I can highly recommend Whitstable Pearl. Alison, talk to me on the other end of the spectrum about the horror.
Okay, so this one it's a horror, but it's almost, I would say, more action thriller. Okay, it's a classic. I'm going to recommend World War Z, everyone.
Oh, I love that. Loved it. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt is so good in
it.
World War Z. So basically, out of nowhere, Jerry, an ex-United Nations employee, finds himself in a race against time as he investigates a threatening virus that turns humans into zombies. Now, I know, I am probably, Jen, for those of you who can't see, well, all of you, Jen did an excellent zombie imitation right there.
Yep, I did.
Nailed it, hired. It is such a great film. It is action-packed, jump scares. Look, I'm probably going to give away a little bit, so spoiler alert, but the reason why I particularly chose this movie, I was thinking about viruses, health. The thing is, in this movie, if you're sick or you have some sort of disease or something, the zombies don't want you. They can sense when you're ill. So I was like, oh, a little silver lining for if you are sick. So Alex, you'd be safe. The three of us gone. Dead in the water.
Oh,
so
I'm going to be the first to go in any apocalypse. We've already established that.
So yeah, so give World War Z a go, everyone. It's one of my, I'm going to say it's one of my comfort movies. That's so gross. But I literally will watch this movie if I'm hanging out at the house, if I'm not feeling well. It's just,
it's fun.
It's a great flick. If you haven't watched it. The scene where all the zombies are crawling up each other to get over the wall like crabs in a bucket. Awesome.
And they run fast in this one.
Yeah, these are fast zombies.
They're not slow-moving zombies. This is like 28 Days Later where they're like, yeah. Like they can move these people.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it. I loved it so much I thought I'd enjoy the TV series, but I didn't enjoy the TV series.
Well, because we were wanting the movie, and you're never going to get the movie out of a TV series, everyone.
You can't. Yeah. You can't. Anyway, I think that's a great... flipping heck.
Movie to recommend.
Recommendation.
Yes.
World War Z, not to be mistaken with Gen Z. That's a very different thing. But both equally horrific, I understand.
Yes.
Now, jokes. Is this on?
Yeah.
I'm just mucking about. We love all of our young people.
Also, I don't think there actually was a World War Z TV series. I've been Googling.
Yeah, there was a, it wasn't called World War Z, but it was called Z Nation or something.
Oh, it was based on the...
Do you mean Z Nation? Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved Z Nation.
You loved Z Nation. Okay. Should I give it another go? Because I thought it was very, very slow.
It's cheesy. It's like...
And really cheesy.
It's really... If you can get into a cheesy...
Like a soap opera.
Yes.
It's almost like if you had a soap opera and a zombies and you put, Days of Our Lives and zombies together.
Yeah.
That is the show you're going to get with Z Nation or whatever.
Yeah. If you like a cheesy horror flick, get into Z Nation. Yeah, I get it. It took a little bit to get into, but then I was in. First season, I loved. Second season, but yeah, Z Nation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still really gutted that they didn't bring Black Sun back. Just.
I know.
I thought that was great. They only did two series and it's done.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Sometimes your favourite shows don't make it back. Alison, thank you very much for your raccomandazione. Maureen, I know that you have been cultured yet again. And this is a corner that we cannot wait to explore. I brought my snorkel. What is happening in your cultural corner? Maureen Younger. She has a corner. It is full of things that we would like to put in our mouths. I don't know what I'm saying.
Wait.
Thanks for that wonderful intro, Jen.
Thanks, Jen, for another wonderful introduction. these are recommendations that people have made to me about Australian stuff that we should watch.
Oh.
The first one was made by one of our listeners, and I tried to find the message, and I can't name her because I couldn't find the message. But she recommended Frisk, which is a... Aussie comedy series about the life of a lawyer.
Didn't you recommend that?
I never recommended it.
Okay, carry on.
about the life of lawyer Helen Tudor Frisk, played by Kitty
Fisk or Frisk?
I can't remember. I've got Frisk
Kitty Flanagan.
Frisk. It's played by Kitty Flanagan.
Love Kitty Flanagan.
Who leaves Sydney for Melbourne after career and marriage fall apart.
And it's called, are you sure it's called Frisk?
It's either called Frisk or Fisk. I can't
remember
now.
I'm going to say Fisk, and I'm right. It's Fisk.
Okay, Frisk would have been a different kind of show, I think. It's good when you recommend things to get the name right, isn't it? I think that's what's important. Fucking.
There's a Be More Frisk Maureen. It's a Be More Maureen. That's another one that just happened. Yeah, go on.
Okay, the next one was recommended to me by Mick Ferry, who I'm living with over here in Australia.
In Australia.
Mr. In Between. Sorry, I apologise to Australians listening. Mr. In Between, which I believe is on Apple TV. It's a black comedy crime drama set in Sydney. Ray Shoesmith, played by Scott Ryan, is a hitman who is also trying to be a good father to his daughter.
I've heard great things about this.
Have you? He said it's brilliant. A loving boyfriend to his new partner and look after his terminally ill brother and covers for his friend Gary when needed. But his violent lifestyle, because obviously he's a hitman, begins to take its toll and adversely affect his relationship.
It's on Disney, not Apple.
It's on Disney.
You search Apple and don't find it. It's on. It's a Disney show, or at least Disney bought it. But
he said it's great.
Yeah, I've heard. I have heard of it, and I've heard really like people I know have talked about it and recommended it to me, and I just completely forgot about it. Yeah, so I've heard of that. So two great recommendations so far, Maureen. Congratulations.
And then this one is from Sal. And she was talking about this series. She said, I've been eking out this series as I just didn't want it to end. Set in mid-80s Australia, the whole cast are immense. This is called Boy Swallows Universe, which is a coming-of-age limited series for Netflix based on the semi-autobiographical novel of the same name by Trent Dalton. And its protagonist is a teenager called Eli Bell, who enters Brisbane's underworld to save his mother from danger. And to add to his problems, he's an absent father, a mute brother, and a heroin dealer for a stepfather.
Okay. Oh, it's got a great cast. It's got Brian Brown in it. And
Brian Brown, he's fantastic.
Travis Fimmel, you might know from Vikings, if you've ever watched Vikings. He was the main guy in that. And lots of young people who I don't know. That looks great. Boy Swallows Universe. And that is, you can stream that on Netflix.
Yep, it's on Netflix. Limited series.
Are you going to check out any of these? It's quite fun to watch Aussie shows when you're in Australia, I think.
And it's fun being in Australia, and they send you like, no worries. You're like, oh my God, people really do say that.
Oh yeah. Fair dinkum?
No, I haven't heard fair dinkum.
You haven't heard
mate a lot.
I haven't
heard fair dinkum. But no worries, I've heard a lot.
Or the one I used to love that Australians say that we don't say is when they go, oh, I've forgotten the word now. I'll come back to me. Doesn't matter.
What's
an interesting
that was
anecdote,
a great story.
Jen? What a great story.
But what's fair dinkum? What is that?
Fair enough.
Ah, okay.
That's a very Australian thing. But I don't know, do they really, do Australians say that anymore?
Well, they did when I was up in Queensland.
Fair dinkum? Huh? Yeah, and mate, they do say mate.
Are you?
They
say,
I got called miss by the bus driver today. I was very happy.
Why, were you expecting to be called mister? I hope they recognise that you are a woman.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've curled my hair.
You had a curled hair. Oh, boring. I wish people could see how beautiful your hair looks right now. Now that you've curled it.
It is curled.
I do you know what it is? It is curled. It is. Often when people use curlers, there's just a little bit more going on, as in there's curls. But what we've got is a little wave at the front of your face.
Beach wave.
Yes.
Acting as
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. I just want to say I've been in England for 11 years and don't sound like any of you, so...
No, you absolutely don't. But I think Maureen has a tendency to... I think I did when I was there. I think it's quite easy to just find yourself coming up at the end of a sentence.
I do pick up... That's what, you know, like when I was in Austria, like I was only there for like 6 months, I picked up a really strong Austrian accent. I still got it years later. I do pick up accents. I remember when I lived in Germany, my accent started changing. And I was like, I don't want to have a German accent, which is one of the reasons why I left. Well, I got sacked. That was the main reason why I left.
I mean, there are lots of things that will probably help that move. But yeah, sacking seems like the main
Being
one.
Sacked was one of them, yeah.
Maureen, thank you for your corner that is cultured. I can't wait to see how your accent has developed next week.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Who are we talking to? That'll be fun.
Okay, it doesn't make sense because I'm only talking to British people when I'm here, really.
I know, but you're surrounded by... Everyone's got an accent, haven't they?
Australian, yeah.
Yeah, because you're in, you know, Australia.
Anyway, Brister, let us know what has got your goat this week.
I'm losing everything. I cannot find anything. I don't know where anything is. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. I can't take it anymore. So that's me getting my goat. There we are. this week, may I extend this goat outwards to Chloe. Chloe has said that she would like me to talk about her goat.
Oh.
And I said...
Yeah.
I said I would.
Is that you?
Well, of course. I mean, that underpins our relationship. So that would be too obvious, wouldn't it, if I said me? Because we'd all go, yeah, but what else is new? Yes, of course, I am her eternal goat. But aside from me, we have World Book Day on Friday. So when this episode goes out, it is World Book Day. Now, I don't get involved in World Book Day. It's not my forte. I have other strengths as a parent, but this isn't one of them. But Chloe is so good at facilitating the dreams of our children, mm-hmm. of which they have many. She's been very successful in creating costumes for them for World Book Day. My favourite is when one of my sons turned up as Captain Underpants. She got a full skin outfit, big white pants. He looked, you know, tights and everything. So he looked like Captain Underpants, had the red cape. Anyway,
if you've seen Captain Underpants, you'll know that this was a great outfit. So this time, one of my sons wants to be Dennis the Menace. Chloe has created a spiky hair, like a whole kind of spiky hair thing, but it's, you almost wear it as a hat, and it's made of sort of felt and it's all spiky. But one of my sons has quite long hair. He doesn't want to tie it back. He thinks it looks girly. He likes his hair just long, but never tied back. The only way we can make this hat work is if he ties his hair back, but he won't do it. So he had a meltdown of meltdowns this morning. I got back very late. I thought, I'll have a lie-in. No lie-in. Absolutely screaming the house down. He's depressed. He can't be seen. He's like, I can't be seen out with this hat hair thing. So Chloe went and got a wig that we have. She's cut the wig. She's kind of styled it to look like Dennis the Menace hair. I'm not putting that on my head. I'm like, I'm beginning to think you don't want to be Dennis the Menace. It's like, I don't want to be Dennis the Menace. You've got to find me a new costume. I can't be seen out like that. Chloe's bought a whole top. She's like decorated the top so it looks like a Dennis the Menace top with the stripes. She's got the whole outfit sorted. All he has to do is put it on. So even if he doesn't want to wear the spiky hair hat that she's created, she's got a wig, which she's now made into the spiky hair for him to look like Dennis Menace, which he refuses to wear. I can't be seen dead in that. I'm like, I can't even begin to tell you the tantrums and the screaming. So Chloe said, and the hours that Chloe is making another costume for our other son, where she has basically been building a papier-mâché head for the last 3 days. It turns out that the glue that she was using was too old. And all of the papier-mâché came off when we woke up this morning. It had all fallen off.
Oh, so she's had to start again.
So her goat is World Book Day. It's too much pressure on parents to find these costumes. I say parents, it's always the mum. I am utterly useless, as you know, with anything crafty. So I don't really get involved in this. And I feel bad about it. I'm shit. In my defence, I have been working 6 nights in a row, so I haven't really been home. But it is really, really stressful. And so that is the goat for this week. It is not my goat. It is Chloe's goat. And it is out there for all parents, and I'm going to say mums, trying to create costumes for their children for World Book Day is just an extra, extra stress. And they don't even say thank you.
Oh,
there you go.
Why don't they just bring a book? Just bring their favourite book to school rather than having to dress up as characters.
It's an event where kids like to dress up as yeah. your favourite character from a book, and it's to encourage children to read, because not all children have access to books, and not all children are reading, and not all children have, you know. But then actually, I don't know if this is that helpful for parents who are like single mums who are working all the time and are like, what, now I get home after work and I've got to make a bloody costume. Yeah.
Or I mean, don't have enough money to, you know, because it costs money,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and Chloe's making everything out of bits of...
yeah, but Chloe's very good at that. I mean, there's a lot yes, of people, myself included.
Sewing. And she's got
you
sewing machine.
You are shit.
I know. Oh, well, look, I'm shit.
Oh, my God.
We know, I mean that's just across the board, but I am absolutely crap at this sort of thing. Anyway, so any mums out there that are having to do the same, I just want you to know that goat is dedicated to you, to know that you're not alone. My partner joins you in your frustration. And your kids are ungrateful. What are we going to do? Huh? What are we going to do?
I would just dress my kids up every year as a bookmark. I'd be like, put the bookmark costume on. Boom. Go.
What a great idea. Mm-hmm. What a great idea.
Bookmark again and again and again.
You're a ghost. Here's a sheet.
There you go.
There's got to be a book with some ghosts in
there. There's got to be a job opportunity out there. Isn't there a mom who maybe really loves doing this and you could start to pre-order, hey, like what? They can make. There's got to be someone out there making.
Yeah, not me. But if that is, get on your school WhatsApp group and make yourself known. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of mums out there that need some
help.
We'll
plug you.
I'm one of them.
If you're a mum who wants to make World Book costumes, we'll plug you. Tell us your business.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm going to go off and read my book, Excellent Woman.
Is that next for book club? Is that book club?
Oh. That's book club, but not for this month, but for next month.
Next month, okay.
I finished a great book that you've probably read, Maureen. It's like it's very slim, by Natasha Brown, Assembly. Have you read that? Fantastic.
No.
Absolutely. 100 pages, boom, done.
Oh.
Absolutely some of the best bit of prose I've read in a long time. Recommend. There you go, WTB. An extra recommendation. We're going to end on that. And you're welcome. Women Talking Bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTV, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Oh, you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats.
Will that do?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.